presented by Google.
Hey, good morning, playbookers. It's Wednesday, July 21st. I'm Raghu Manavolan, and this is your Politico Playbook Daily Briefing. All right, here's today's headline on your favorite topic, the BIF. To BIF or not to BIF? That is the question. You might remember we mentioned that Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer wanted today to be the day that he forced the GOP to put up or shut up on a bipartisan infrastructure deal. But from everyone Team Playbook talked to last night, that might not be the case. Republicans will vote against a motion to proceed to the bill if the text isn't done by the vote today, but members of the group on both sides of the aisle are expressing hope that the BIF is really within striking distance. And Schumer, not to mention the president, just might be pressured to give the deal more time for a once-in-a-generation bipartisan win. In a sign of the progress, late last night, Senators Mitt Romney and John Tester showed optimism that most issues could be worked out. We have a feeling today's vote isn't the end of the story. Here's the upshot. Moderate Senate Democrats like Senator Kyrsten Sinema have been working on this deal for months. Given how close they are to the finish line, it's unlikely they'd walk away just because a procedural vote on an artificial deadline fails. Schumer needs people like Sinema to move on from the BIF to the massive Democrats-only reconciliation bill. Over the weekend, aides to Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell, Senate Republican Conference Chairman John Barrasso, and National Republican Senatorial Committee Chairman Rick Scott huddled to devise a counterattack against the Democrats' $3.5 trillion reconciliation package. Expect to hear one phrase in particular from Republicans over and over this summer.
Another tax and spend spree.
This is the same reckless taxing and spending spree.
Reckless tax and spending spree. That's the top line of the messaging strategy congressional Republicans are rolling out this week. Inflation, out-of-control spending, debt, low wages. They're all buzzwords the GOP will hammer home as Chuck Schumer and Nancy Pelosi attempt to whip votes for the package over the coming days. There's a realization in GOP circles that they're powerless to stop the legislation, assuming Democrats stick together. But the opposition is determined to make it as painful as possible, especially for vulnerable Democrats up for re-election in 2022. The aim, the goal, the purpose is to directly link the Democrats-only legislation to the struggles of everyday Americans, especially higher prices, arguing that the Biden agenda will hurt rather than boost the middle class. It's a bit of a throwback to traditional Republican versus Democrats battle lines, that is, before former President Donald Trump ditched the GOP's small government orthodoxy. Trump oversaw some of the biggest increases in national spending in years, but it's worth noting it's just a fraction of the total that Democrats are pitching these days. Inflation is at its highest level in a dozen years, and polling shows that rising prices are a major concern among voters. Plus, Democrats will have to raise the already $28 trillion debt ceiling within a few months. That's going to walk right into GOP talking points. Republicans are also ready to pounce on several provisions they're expecting to be included, like a repeal of the state and local tax deduction that will benefit higher income owners in cities, electric vehicle subsidies for cars that many middle-class Americans can't even really afford, and climate and immigration provisions. During the Senate lunch, Barrasso cited internal polling from the Senate Opportunity Fund that showed that nearly two-thirds of voters agreed with this statement, quote, "Families are already paying for Democrats' inflation from the gas pump to the grocery store. Now they want to drown the country in another tax and spending spree." Republicans think that these numbers will only continue to move in their direction, especially as the summer messaging wars heat up. Here's what's up in Washington today, starting with the White House. At 10:30 a.m. Eastern, President Joe Biden will receive the President's Daily Brief. At 2:25, Biden will head to Kentucky, where he's scheduled to arrive at 4:10. At 8, he'll participate in a town hall for CNN in Cincinnati. At 10, he'll head back to the White House. Press Secretary Jen Psaki will gaggle aboard Air Force One en route to Cincinnati. First Lady Jill Biden will travel to Anchorage, Alaska, where she will tour Alaska Native Medical Center and promote vaccines. At 3:30 Alaskan time, the First Lady will depart for Tokyo for the 2021 Summer Olympics. Here's what's on the Vice President's calendar today. At 2:45 p.m., Vice President Kamala Harris will meet with poll workers and other election officials in the vice president's ceremonial office. The Senate will meet at 10:30 a.m. Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack will testify before the Judiciary Committee about immigrant farm workers at 10 a.m. The House will meet at 10 a.m. All right, that's all I've got for you today. For more news on what's breaking in D.C. right now, subscribe to the Playbook newsletter at politico.com/playbook. Our music is composed by Breakmaster Cylinder. I'm Raghu Manavalan. Have a great Wednesday. I'll see you first thing tomorrow morning.
Google keeps more people safe online than anyone else with products that are secure by default, private by design, and put you in control. Every day, Google blocks 100 million phishing attempts, checks the security of 1 billion saved passwords, and protects 4 billion devices from risky sites. Every day is safer with Google. Learn more at safety.google.